Legislative committee meetings are already underway this week at the Capitol. Yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee met to review a number of bills. Today, as we've mentioned, the Senate Natural Resources Committee will meet to convene a confirmation hearing for Heidi Grether. That's only minutes away, as it turns out. She is, of course, Governor Snyder's nominee to lead the Department of Environmental Quality. I'm joined now by the leaders of both of those committees. Senator Rick Jones from Grand Ledge chairs Judiciary. Senator Jones, good to see you.
Good afternoon.
And Senator Phil Pavlo, good to see you from St. Clair Township, Natural Resources.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me be part of this
Thank
today.
You for joining us. We've only ever spoken on the phone before, as it turns out. It's great to have you with us. Senator Pavlo, let's start with you. As we said, your committee is conducting the confirmation for Ms. Grether, the governor's choice to lead the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. What's important for your committee to learn about Heidi Grether in this process, and what do you want to know?
Well, I want to know the background, obviously, but more importantly, the vision for the department going forward. I think the department is at a crossroads right now. There's a number of big issues challenging what is always a challenging committee to start with. So, we're going to go through the process. I like the idea of having the Senate have this consent hearing because I think it's important to learn more about what these directors are and, more importantly, what their vision is for the future.
Her nomination has generated criticism. I mean, her work history includes some time with BP America, where she was a lobbyist and a manager who ran external affairs during the Deepwater Horizon crisis. People wonder why someone with a history in the oil business should be in line to help protect the environment. They've got a point, don't they?
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. I think when you look at her career and the amount of time, I mean, she started out in the legislative staff here, understands the workings of government, and, you know, I would look at that as part of her resume that could add value to this job. I mean, more experience, the more seasoned people, the better understanding of, our DEQ and energy is a huge issue in the state, so to have someone with that kind of knowledge, I think, can be an asset.
You're not on Natural Resources, Rick Jones, but what do you make of this issue?
You know, I'll certainly study the candidate, and it sounds like she's very credible with a lot of knowledge.
Does it concern you, Phil Pavlo, that a former oil company official could have a hand in the future of Line 5 at this rate?
I think what we have to look at is it has to be a substantive conversation. We got a lot of challenges. I mean, we have oil, we have gas. It's a big industry in Michigan. But I think at the very front of it has to be the protection of the environment, and we'll find that balance. I'm quite sure that over time the legislature has their role to play in it. We'll certainly do it. I've been on that committee for almost 12 years, and it's a very important committee. She's going to be applying really for a very important job, and there has to be an opportunity to work together.
Senator Jones, Michigan's been grappling with reforms to its criminal justice system, and that's where your committee here comes in. There's a couple of bills in your committee that pertain to human trafficking. Can you tell us about those? These are House Bill 5542, 5543, convictions for human trafficking. What would those bills do?
I believe those are the House bills that say if you were a minor when you were caught in the prostitution, that you would not be held as a criminal. You are a victim, and they passed out of my committee yesterday.
So we have news to report then. So those House bills came to your committee, and they cleared yesterday.
Absolutely.
Another bill impacts an inmate's chances for parole, and this affects people in prison serving life sentences. This would eliminate the veto power for successor judges related to certain parole decisions. What can you tell us about that?
Well, certainly the successor judges don't really want to have a role in that because they didn't hear the original case. So that'll be debated, and we'll decide whether or not they can be relieved from that duty.
We're talking about this session's legislative priorities in the Michigan Senate, where Republicans hold the majority. My guests are Senators Rick Jones from Grand Ledge and Senator Phil Pavlo of St. Clair Township. Senator Pavlo, you chair the Education Committee. As well, there's been a lot of discussion over a proposal to make third graders repeat that grade if they don't measure up to reading proficiency standards. It passed the House last fall, October of 2015. It's in joint conference committee now, if I'm not mistaken. Where is that measure now? What do you think its future is?
Well, we did some changes to the House passed version. The House passed version came over with just 57 votes, and I think one of the glaring things that weren't in there is the involvement of parents and teachers in that decision. And so we took a number of committee hearings to try to include, make sure that the parents have a role in that decision-making process. And I went back over to the House, and I was kind of shocked that there was a non-concurrence vote. It is in the conference committee now. It has been there since May. And, you know, we continue to work. We'll meet again this afternoon to try to hammer out some points of difference. But I think the important thing is we need to make sure that kids are ready to move up when they're moving up. But more importantly, the early intervention is something that we worked on very hard in the Senate to get this issue addressed when they're in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, so it isn't such a steep cliff in third grade. The key is prepare these students for success.
Now, I think I've got this right. We learned just a few minutes ago that the Senate passed a package of bills involving self-driving cars today.
Do we have that right?
Where did you come down on that, Senator John?
It was unanimous, bipartisan. We want Michigan to have the next science, the autonomous vehicle. They're going to try to do it in England and Germany. We want those jobs here in Michigan.
What do you think, Senator Pablo?
Well, I agree with Senator Jones on that issue, and it's an opportunity to get a hold of an up-and-coming industry and make sure we got our dominance in that market here in Michigan. We've got the energy, we've got the technology, and we have the skilled workforces to be able to do that, and we just need to get the environment right.
Now, help us out with the process here. Will that go to the House here now, or what?
Yep, it'll go over to the House, and I imagine they're going to take the same approach that we did and understand just how important that is for Michigan's future.
Back to education. Earlier this year, Senator Pavlo, we saw many Detroit public school teachers stage sick outs that closed about 60 city schools. Teachers were protesting all kinds of things, overcrowding, working conditions, state control. At one point, you were considering legislation that would make a sick out count as a strike, which public school teachers in Michigan are forbidden to do.
Right.
What's happened with that legislation? Does it still have legs?
Well, we introduced it, and I think it's still important going forward because we saw illegal strikes happening. The unfortunate part is we lost hundreds of thousands of educational hours for kids that were desperately needed in Detroit. It seems they just approved a contract here yesterday. So I think the idea of punishing kids for work stoppages is the wrong approach. And I still believe that we need stronger laws in Michigan to make sure we clearly define what a strike is, strike conditions exist. And the important thing is keep those doors open for the kids that deserve that education.
We talked about energy, the future of energy legislation here in the earlier segment, Rick Jones. What, just broadly, what's your view on the future of these energy bills?
We've got to make sure that we build the plants here in Michigan. I don't want the jobs. I don't want the plants leaving Michigan. I don't approve of buying energy from outside the state. We can't depend on that. We'll have brownouts and blackouts. I want those plants built here. Let's keep those jobs in Michigan.
What do you think, Phil Pavlo?
Well, I think we definitely need that investment. In my district, the St. Clair Power plant caught fire about a month ago and wiped the entire production out for several months. So we understand how critical power generation is to Michigan. Our jobs and our economy rely on it. And I'm kind of the guy that's leaning toward a little bit of choice and being able to allow the choice customers to be able to participate in some of those savings. So I think we got a little bit of work to do, but you know, I think sooner or later it's going to get done.
There's a really different landscape in the House than there is in the Senate this year with the elections. That doesn't impact you. It impacts everybody in the House. Talk to me more broadly for a second about just the mood in the Senate right now. Is it forward-looking? Do you feel stuck? What? How do you feel?
Not at all. The mood in the Senate is let's get it done. We're working on a lot of important things, and we will work right through the lame duck to get everything done.
What do you think, Senator Pavlo? What's the mood in the Senate right now?
Well, we're, you know, all hands on deck, and we're moving forward with our agenda. The House still has work to do. And, you know, I believe that as the House members are out talking to their constituents, they've got a great story to tell, particularly the Republicans. They can talk about hundreds of thousands of new jobs here. And, you know, it's every 2 years. It's part of the process. But we don't let elections get in the way of the work that needs to happen.
We were expecting a demonstration here, and it may still take place here. An apparent a die-in from the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, which claims that the legislature's been inactive on gun control issues. Are gun control issues on your agenda, Rick Jones?
Absolutely not. You know, all this group has to do is study Chicago. It's become the murder capital of the nation, and they have the strongest gun laws. It doesn't do any good.
Phil Padlo, any thoughts on that?
Well, there's always a conversation about limiting and restricting the Second Amendment rights of the people, and I'm going to come down on the Second Amendment rights and make sure that we make sure you still have that constitutional right. It's recognized, and any further restrictions on that they're not going anywhere in the Senate.
I'd like to get your thoughts both on the presidential campaign here. Do you intend to vote for Donald Trump?
I certainly can't support Hillary after she let all those people die in Benghazi.
Is there something positive you can say about Donald Trump besides the fact that she's not Hillary Clinton? What do you like about the guy?
I have a huge amount of auto workers in my district, and they're all telling me, we're voting for Trump, we're tired of our jobs going to Mexico.
Phil Padlo, quickly, where do you stand on Trump and Clinton?
Oh, I'm 100% behind Donald Trump and can't imagine a scenario where we have a President Clinton, particularly with so many critical things that are facing our country right now, none any more important than the Supreme Court. We have one vacancy there and could potentially have two or three in the next 4 to 8 years. And, you know, I think that that's probably one of the leading considerations that people need to understand, because the entire complexion of this country can be changed in a few of those appointments.
You do hear the Supreme Court issue brought up frequently here. You're both busy people. We really appreciate your time. Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge, Chair of Judiciary. Senator Phil Padlo, Chair of Natural Resources and Education. Good luck to both of you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.